Jesus Christ.
That's Tao Giao.
Jesus Christ, that's
Tao Giao.
Come back now.
Welcome to the art of going your own way.
Yeah, it's been a while. Let's talk about some of the shit that's going on while I grab me a smoke and turn that off. Well, your buddy is fortuitous, fortunate. Man, I have good luck. What can I say? So me and a lady were up at the watering hole, and we both put in $20, and we won $400 in pull tabs right away. Then I put in, she was done, I wasn't, because I like to play, and I put in $40 more, and I pulled a $208, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm done. Tonight I was up there, and I spent $100 and I pulled a $500 winner. I was jumping boxes and I'm like, man, 40 more and then I'm fucking done. Pulled a $500. Well, my buddy showed up, mechanic buddy, and he gave me something to look at on whether or not I wanted to buy it. And I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, what you're asking is way too much. I said, you know, the going rate on what you're looking at is about $350 to $400. I'll give you $350 if you want. He's like, yeah, I'll take $350. I'm like, boom. Out of that $500 I pulled, I whipped out $350. Here you go. And your buddy got a bonus out of that deal because I got some magic elixir, so to speak, that goes with that purchase I made. And so, shit, with that magic elixir, I'm looking at it right now in my front seat, and I'm like, you really don't know what that was worth, the bonus that you gave me, because that was a good deal. Let's just say, if people start getting uptight around my place, they ain't going to be uptight for long. They're going to be licking their wounds, so to speak. Yeah, Roe versus Wade overturned. Good fucking whores be mad. Wah. You fucking dumb cunts. They're giving out birth control like it's fucking candy. You can't fucking take a pill every day. You can't say, hey, I want you to put on this rubber before you fuck me. You know, fuck them. These fucking Moloch sacrificing children fucking whores. Fuck them. And, oh yeah, and I also love the conceal and carry. Yeah, you can't limit that shit. Go fuck yourselves by the Supreme Court. And notice when it is. It's going to be the summer of rage, but not too many people are rioting these days. We'll see what happens. I've been out here in the background. I've been paying attention to shit that's going on. I don't know if you have, but I have. And I'm still preparing for the shit hitting the fan deal. I'm going to be alright for a long time. I'll be able to turn my home into a fucking fortress and protect it. And with the purchase that I made, it just makes it that much easier within reach to grab and say, hey, how you doing, buddy? What are you doing in my garden? You shouldn't be there. And you know you shouldn't be there. So, there you go. Oh, I sit here and I look at the way life is, and I'm like, I'm done with this bullshit. Told you your buddy, well, I don't know if I told you or not, if I posted that, but your buddy got a parking ticket. Totally parked legally. And fucking lazy ass pig. Couldn't get out of the car to look and says, no parking on grass. And he gave me a fucking ticket. Well, I took pictures. I don't know where was I parked on the fucking grass. I had my canoe out. I was fishing. Go fuck yourself. Well, you got until blank to do this. And then I get one more notice. You got one more notice until the middle of July to deal with this. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. It was a under $40 ticket. And you fucking gave it to me for... I was legally parked and legally there. And you lazy motherfucker. You're taking away my time and you're stealing from me. That's the way I look at it anyways. 90% of me is like, fuck it, don't even engage. Drop out of the system. The other part of it is, deal with it. We'll have to see how that works out. Yeah. Life is fun. Mom's a pleasure. Let's just say ups and downs, and it's starting to be a lot more downs, and I've had to sit there and go, what are you fucking doing? You're stealing from me. Reminders, because they never, ever get it. Anyways, hold on. We'll see. Anyway, the neighbor had kind of pulled up, and, you know, I don't necessarily want to have a conversation with you guys and have somebody eavesdropping. It is what it is. Got me a nice boomstick for a really reasonable price. And it's going to be fun. So, where was I? Second Amendment, Roe versus Wade, and new Q posts, if you're paying attention to that. So we're gonna see what happens here. Fuck. You know, I don't mean to brag, but yeah, you do, Tug. Yeah, you're fucking bragging all the time. I wasn't even gonna fucking play the meat raffle at the watering hole. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll just go in. And then I spent $25 to win $60 worth of meat. It's like my fucking freezers are full. I gotta stop fucking doing this. I don't want it to go to waste, but I enjoy playing. And whether or not your buddy is blessed from above or what, I win all the fucking time. Yeah, sometimes your buddy pays in. But I play, and I don't play more than I can afford to lose, but I typically always walk out of the fucking place that I'm at with more money. Tonight, like I said, I'm like, I throw 40 into a box, don't get shit, throw 20 into another box, don't get shit, throw 40 more, and really just a playback, didn't get shit, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it, one more time, I went $40 into a unposted box, and I pulled a $500 out of it. And I'm like, fucking A. Well, then mechanic buddy shows up. We're sitting there talking and stuff, and I go, oh, by the way, that thing that you gave me to check out, I did some research on it. It ain't worth what you think it's worth. That's brand new price. I said, the going rate is $350 to $400. I'll give you $350 for it. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll take that. And so I gave him the $350, and then he goes, oh, by the way, I have magic potion that goes with that in the front of my truck. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, he goes, you can have that. I'm like, perfect. So I go grab it before he takes off, and I'm like, that magic potion that you gave me is worth about almost half of what I gave you for the cauldron, so to speak. And I'm like, fucking A, holy shit. So let's just say I'm going to put some magic potion into the cauldron and just have it available, ready to grab if I need it. And that way I can spray unicorns and sunshine at the gremlins and the goblins that come by if they mean nefarious things. There, how do you like that? If you're smart, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, go fuck yourself. You're dumb. Yeah. No, I'm just laughing. Hoes be mad at the Roe versus Wade. Oh my God, it's a woman's choice. Well, you fuckers can't even define what a fucking cunt is. Okay? You can't define what a woman is. And now it's all about the woman shit. This has nothing to do. It just put it back to the states. Go fuck yourself. You bitches will fucking drive for 10 hours to get cock or 20 hours to abort that fucking little bastard inside you. Go fuck yourself. The CNC, which is awesome, it's like, oh, you can't be limiting that shit. Go fuck yourself. I love how it's the summer of rage. Get ready. It's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. Oh, you want to know how long you think your buddy's going to live? Not long. Not long. Listen, I told you I went out and I got me some, a very nice vest that looks good for a night on the town, if you know what I mean. Able to, withstand stains that you can't get out with, normal frickin', clothes washing shit. You need some Tide for this, and some spray and wash, if you were to get stains on this motherfucker. But you know what? I may stand a little bit longer than some. Man, I've been dreaming a lot lately. Yeah, Widow came over, she spent the weekend, we had some good time. Boom, chicka, what? Oh, you just stick your dick in anything. No, I don't. No, having a good time. She's got a good head on her shoulders. You know, I really want to be with you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not ready for that anytime soon, honey. Because I ain't tying myself down. Now, mind you, I didn't say this part. But I'm not tying myself down. No, no. I'll have a good time with you. And I tell her that. And I said, not ready to move in, not ready to do any of this shit until I'm an older man. I have a purpose, and so do you. And your purpose, you'll find out when you're called for it. I think it's fucking funny, these fucking whores out here. I did that video a while ago. Don't know if you're going to find it in my library of videos, but she'll suck dick for food. Now, she's going to suck dick for food, gas, or other things. Bide your time. Have a little bit of fun. Enjoy yourself. If you're going to come in them, just come in their mouth. Make sure they're unvaxxed. But there's so many fucking dumb whores out there. Oh my God. You got to be careful. And it's funny because Widow's like, you know, I'd be with you. I'm like, yeah, I know, because I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy, but I ain't tying myself down to anybody. Never again. I told her that many times. Never again, honey. Never again. If you're going to be with me, you're going to be with me because you want to be with me. I'm not giving you any kind of leeway over me to have any kind of control over me. Fuck you. You want to go your own way? Go your own way. I ain't paying for you. You got to pay for yourself, honey. And so many men give up their power to these fucking whores. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Oh, yeah, I get it. The emotions might take over a little here and there, and you're like, I love her. Thanks, Pop, by the way. I love her. They are opportunistic. I sit here and I look, right, at some of the things that are going on. And I got zero, absolute zero faith in women running anything. And, yeah, we got all these bitches, these Latina chicks. Hey, Crimson. You know, the beaner chicks, right? The ones that'll frickin' do that. They're winning all over the place in Arizona and Texas and whatever. Still a woman. Still a woman. And these fucking whores, man. They got nothing going on except for thinking that they can rule over other people's lives. This is why your buddy's been... I'm like, nullify this shit. Go fuck yourself. That parking ticket, go fuck yourself. Part of me's like, you know, maybe you should just do it. And then I read it, and it's like, you pay this, you're admitting to guilt. Well, I'm not guilty, so go fuck yourself. And then, but you need to come and represent yourself in front of the state. Do I? Do I need to come and represent myself in front of this illegitimate system? Because if you don't, it might go to collections, you know, but if you pay it, you're admitting your guilt, and it's a petty misdemeanor. And if you don't pay it, it's a petty misdemeanor, and we might do this, that, and the other thing to you. Go fuck yourselves. So your buddy's an outlaw now, apparently. Whatever. How much time do I got left on this fucking planet? Not much. And I'm going to do it my way. And this petty shit of regulations, which aren't laws. None of this shit's laws, by the way. Mandates, not laws. Regulations, not laws. This is all meant to steal from us. I'm just nullifying. Oh, your buddy might get caught up later on. You pay that fucking parking ticket. Now you owe us $3 million. Well, I suppose, how much time do I got to spend in jail getting three meals a day? Well, I got to spend 3 days to pay that off? Go fuck yourself. You feed me. I'll sit here and I'll have a nice vacation. I'll relax. Oh, and now you're going to pull this monkeypox shit and gay fags are sucking and fucking each other up the ass and sucking dick. And now you want us to be all vaccinated because of this? No thanks. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Strike that, reverse it, something like that. Never again. Never again. I'll never wear a mask in a place again. And if they want to, I'm like, call the police. Fuck you. Stand on the Constitution. These motherfuckers are going to try to do what they're going to do. Oh, and they'll win in the short term. But the long term, they ain't going to win. Fucking bullshit anyways. Pulling a person out that just wants to live their life and go, you know what, we're going to charge you with this. Why don't you just charge everybody on the fucking planet with it and see how many play? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're trying to steal money. Legally fucking parked, you lazy motherfucking pig. Anyways, I'm doing all right. Other than the burden I'm carrying with Mom, and she's, trust me, she's trying to put the burden on me, and I'm like, I snapped at her the other day. I'm like, you fucking do it. I'm not getting my ass up. I'm not doing a goddamn thing for you, because you can fucking do it, And when you're done, guess what? You're done. You've played me. You're a woman. And the one question that I'm going to throw at her, and I was thinking about this today. Well, you know, I had to watch my grandparents and stuff when I was a young kid. And I'm just going to say, did they whine as much as you? Because you're a fucking whiner. And you're a fucking woman. And I'm sick of dealing with women. Sick of it. I'm sick of dealing with them. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there one day. And I'll be like, oh, shit, my fucking joints hurt. Oh, I'm having a hard time get up. But I ain't going to fucking whine about it. I'm either going to put the boomstick in my mouth and go, hey, peeps, it's been great. You know, I can't get up and I'm shitting myself and pissing myself. And I've been doing that for more than 3, 4, 5 days. And it ain't getting better. So, you know what? See ya. It's been grand. That's the only time that I would think about it. Other than that, I'm going to go until I can't go anymore. And, oh man, so tired. Tired right now. I can't cure you from your ailment. I can't do shit. And you know what? I'm sick of hearing you fucking whine about it. I've tried. I've spent a lot of fucking money. I'm not trying to justify. Well, you sounds like you're trying to justify yourself. Maybe. Maybe not. But I'm sitting here going, man, I've spent a lot of fucking money. And I've done a lot of things to try to help you out. And what it boils down to is whether or not the person themselves is going to make it happen. You can't carry, the moment you carry somebody else's burden, like an ex-wife, paying her child support, you know what I would do? I would say, at this point in time, if I had to do it over again, I'd say, this bitch wants fucking alimony from me? You know what that tells me, Your Honor, is that this fucking cunt can't do it, and she's incapable. Give me the children. I will take the children. I will take good care of them. But that's not the way the system's built. I'm just saying that it's like, oh, she needs money from me? No, she don't. If she needs money from me, then she's incapable of taking care of the children. Now, mind you, my children already lost me. I get that. I get that. They've probably taken the vax and they're fucking zombified already. Well, it sounds like you ain't got no caring for your offspring. Oh, I do. Cried all the tears I'm going to cry. Vardy, you fuckers that have listened to me, you know this. Some dumb bitch today tried to get me to open up about shit, and I'm like, I'm done talking about this. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about my mom and the situation and my dad dying. Stop asking me questions. It's done. It's done. I don't want to talk about it. Don't fucking ask me any more questions. Yeah, I had to go into a place today. Work? Meh. I'll never forget. They tried to fucking kill me. I'll never forget this. And all I gotta do is just hang on a little bit longer. And, by the way, the money that we have is worthless. You know that. Just keep going. I'm right now, I'm just, like, playing the game. I'm like, yeah, rah, rah, company bullshit. It's great. Love it. Go fuck yourself. I'm working the minimal I can. Still staying employed. And you keep your ear to the ground. Listen to the strampeding. Whatever, fucking horses or the train coming in, you put that feather on, like, I'm an Indian, I know there's like 60 horses coming in or a train coming this way. Nope, you just fucking pay attention. You get any wind up, well, you know, you've been a little low here. Yeah, I know, I'm working on it. There's been other circumstances going on and I'm doing blah. Dude, I'm fucking golden for a long time here. Because I've learned to play the game. Yeah, your buddy's salaried. And I ain't giving up my life. Fuck yeah. I'm going to work the least I can work because most of the fuckers I work with work the least they can work. And they're just sitting there soaking it up. And they're like, yeah, yeah, I'm trying and stuff. And I look at it, I'm like, I fix issues that are way above what you can address. I am not working this hard anymore. Your buddy used to be on call. I'm not on call anymore. Because I'm playing the mom card. I got a sick parent and, you know, it's just, it's so much and I'm just fucking trying. So I'm out of that. I'm out of that routine. It's great. And if they try to push it on me again, I'm like, where's my raise? Where's my raise? As it is with inflation, let's just say roughly 20%. What do you think they're going to try to pawn off on me as a raise? It's going to be shit. Which means that I'm going to even do less than I'm doing right now. You know, we need to get this done for the people that we deal with. We need to get this done. And, you know, why isn't this happening and stuff? Well, the fucking company I work for, you sell them a bill of goods. It ain't up to me to fucking supply every fucking bill of goods you sell them. Fuck that. I'm not your bitch. You sold it to them. I didn't. I'm doing my job. You got some dumb fuck out there promising them more than I can deliver? You better start making that fucker deliver. Yeah, yeah, Tal, yeah, whatever. What do you know? Not much. Here you go. I just, listen, I'm living my life right now. I'm trying to enjoy it. I'll throw up a video every once in a while and say, hey, fuckers, how you doing? But I ain't rapping. I was pissed earlier. I had a lot to say earlier. But I still have some things to say. But with everything fucking flowing as fast as it's flowing, and with what I got going on in life, to think I can get a fucking audio/video out anytime soon and have it be relevant, I don't know. Maybe you some of you fuckers want to hear my voice and stuff. I'm pulling for you out there. I'm like, fucking do it. You can make it happen. If I'm a dumb fuck and I can make it happen, and you're a dumb fuck, guess what? You can make it happen. All I've ever promised you, and I never promised a goddamn thing, is to help you avoid some of the pitfalls in life. Not trying to necessarily steer you anyway. I'd like you to be centered in a faith and to have a view in a higher power, not be one of these dumb fuck cunts that are, it's the right Christians that are doing this. No, you fucking did it to yourself by not living a decent life. Go fuck yourself. I'm so done. I am so done with other people pointing blame and shit. All you gotta do is bring a pocket mirror with you and you hold this up. You know what, honey? I know who the blame is. And you know what? I got it in my pocket. They think you're reaching for your cell phone. No, you pull out a fucking pocket mirror. Not one of these, like, you're fucking gay putting on makeup mirror. But you have one of these signaling mirrors. You pull it out and you go, I know exactly who's to blame. And you put it right in front of their fucking face. And then they get all pissed off. Wah, 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 wah. Listen, you're to fucking blame for your own circumstances, you dumb bitch. You dumb ass. You out there, me out there, we're all to blame for our own circumstances. You better learn authority and what authority is. Because authority comes from God to you, not from God to the police, not from God to the government. It comes from God to you. And you better learn how to wield that authority. Live a decent life. Oh, you can sell your soul for that yacht and these dumb fucking whores out here. Eventually it'll lead to your ruin. Wake up. Listen, I got a truck, I got a goat, I got a cycle, I got a camper. I'm living in a place that costs me very little money. I'm enjoying life. I make money. I acquire things. It's all material items and means shit in the end anyways. You got to look at what you're going to purchase as tools, right? Food. You're going to need it. You better have some long-term storage for when you hit the rough times. You may not want to eat that shit. But I tell you, if you got no money and you're rubbing two pennies together and you can't do shit with that, you're going to at least be fed. Concentrate on keeping that roof over your head, food in your belly. Everything else is the bonus round beyond that. You weren't promised shit. Oh, wait. You were promised shit by the politicians out there. You should have this. Vote for us and you'll have it. Well, it leads to misery. You fucking get your ass out and do it. You make it happen or you don't. Go fuck yourselves. I only want to be around people that make shit happen these days. I've cut so many people out of my lives, it's not even funny. With that said, cut me out of your life. Go fuck yourself. Peace. There is an art to going your own way. Or maybe you and I can be buddies. Who knows? Take care, gentlemen. And, yes, I am repetitive. There is an art to going your own way. Peace. Hold on here a second with these fucking cars driving by. So, little addendum to this. Well, I just got done having a conversation with my mom, and I basically laid it all out. I said, you know, I'm sick of it. You either submit your authority to me, and you submit to my will, because I do it right. I'm done listening to the whining and shit. I did play that card, what I was just talking about a few minutes ago, of your grandparents. Were they whining like you? Were they, or were they stoic? And she just shut up. And then she said to me, yeah, you're right, you're right. So don't question me again. Yes, I do make mistakes. But if you want to have the best life, you better just submit. Submit. Because do you not get fed? Yes, I fucking feed you. I even make extra food when I cook. And I feed you. I make sure you get fed. I also help you into bed and stuff. Don't you fucking whine at me. She snapped at me the other night. I'm cold. I'm like, why are you yelling at me? Don't you fucking yell at me. Get your ass up and get another blanket. I'm cold and, you know, it's hard for me. What? So you're going to put that burden on me? But anyways, I digress. I'm done. I told her tonight. I said, I should have recorded the goddamn conversation. Because I laid down the law. I'm like, I'm done. You're either choosing to be here or you're not. You wanna fucking, I'll move out. I already know several people where I can rent a room and have a little bit of garage space. I'll move my shit out. I don't, you know, you're dependent on me. I'm not dependent on you. So accept the goodwill that I give you. And I'm not a prick, but if you force me into being a prick, I can be a prick. I said to her, I'm like, you know, when it ebbs and flows with us, what do you think of me? Well, yeah, you know, things go really good. And I go, and when you push me, what happens? Well, you kind of get a little mean and stuff. I'm like, don't push me. Because there ain't no reason to push me. The issues you're having are your issues. And don't push it on me. Don't make me carry that weight and that burden, because I'm done.
I had the conversation of the wife, the girlfriends, and all these fucking cunts. And I even said, I said, you're a woman. You're a fucking woman. I'm not listening to you. I will help you along the way because you're my mother. You babied me. You helped raise me. But it's been a long, long time. Been a long time. I've had to learn life. And you know what? You're a woman. And women are weak. They're weaker than men. They're not as smart as men. And she goes, yeah, you're right. You are smart. Yeah. Well, I'm smarter than you. But that doesn't mean I'm the smartest man on the fucking planet. Anyways. Wah. I just figured I'd add that in. Because I walked in and went upstairs. How you doing? I'm like, I really don't want to hear it. Well, you don't listen to me. Why? All you do is fucking complain. You got nothing to add. We don't have any intelligent conversations. Because you're a fucking woman. You don't use your goddamn brain. You don't sit here and you don't... I tell you. Oh, when I'm not around during the daytime... Because what am I doing? I'm fucking working. Get your ass out on that back deck and enjoy the hummingbirds that come in. Enjoy the birds at the bird feeder, the squirrels and stuff. Work on a fucking puzzle. Don't fucking sit in front of that fucking boob tube all day. There's a reason. You know I don't have a fucking TV in this house. The only TV in this house is the one that you brought in. I don't have a fucking TV here, and I ain't gonna listen to it. I ain't gonna watch it. I want nothing to do with it. So anyways, be a prick. With that said, 16th time this recording. There is an art to going your own way. Addendum over. Go fuck yourself. Peace. Hey, welcome to the art of going your own way. Fuck it. It's a new day. Insanity. Stay sane, my brothers. Stay sane. What can I tell you? You know, I've dropped out for the most part. Yeah, I still pay attention to some shit. And, you know, I go up to the watering hole. I have a few drinks. I deal with the bullshit. They let somebody go at work. And it's all for downsizing, or, as they say, right-sizing the company to make it profitable, you know, for the ones up on top. I haven't forgotten what you fuckers tried to do to me. I haven't forgotten. Don't worry. The reckoning will come. You know, the guy that got let go, I like him. I worked with him for many, many years. But just a fucking retard. Good luck to you, buddy. I hope you can make it through. I hope you weren't so over-leveraged that you were counting on this fucking job you have. Tonight, 102, the watering hole. Played the meat raffle. I won four times. $25, four times. Four times 25, 125, and I spent $20 to win 125. I actually have to give meat away. My freezers are full. So I won, gave some to my buddies and stuff. Oh, you're just buying favors. You know what? They'll remember, and if they don't, then they're pieces of shit. But it's all good. It's all good. You got the... pull tab lady up there whining. I got four tickets left. I go up and buy the four tickets and I fucking win. People, meat whore, whatever. Tonight, I had to go to the well a little bit because I was a little shy on cash. Because I bought Mr. Fun Thing with the magic elixir to go into it. And, I played one. One of 200, one of 200, one of 100, one of 100, one of 50, a 50, a 56, a bunch of 26s, and after I counted up, I'm like, well, holy shit, I'm up 100 more than I came in with. Drank my drinks, had a good time, donated some stuff to buddies, and even bought some drinks for a couple friends. And I'm still up 100 bucks. I would say that's a great night. Well, I'd say you're a fucking idiot for doing that. Really? Okay, go ahead. I don't care. The good people will remember the generosity. The bad people will be like, you know, yeah, I got what I got out of you, sucker. There are good people out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Now, you know what time it is. It's time where Taugio's fucking smoke went out. And he's got to light it. Is it piss time with Taugio? Not yet. So I'm coming home with more meat. I swear to God, my freezers are full. I got to be done. The only reason why I fucking played tonight was to have a little bit of fun. Yeah, I'm lighting a smoke. Whatever. And, fucking win, 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 win. Four fucking times. And I even won a drink, and buddies bought me a drink. It's like, I walk out of there 70, okay, I'm going to be conservative. 65, 70% of the time, I walk out of there with more money than I walked in with. And I'd say it's more like 70, 75% of the time. People don't like me up there because I win all the fucking time. Well, that's on them. They don't play. It's like my army buddy is like, fuck, man, you just keep winning and winning at pull tabs. He goes, you know, I can only go in like 10 or 20 bucks. I'm like, well, 10 or 20 bucks, you're going to get lucky every once in a while. But you know what? Every once in a while, you have to spend money to make money. So, yeah, I spent a lot of money, but I ended up ahead. So, boom, there you go. Whoop-de-doo. Sometimes I end up way fucking ahead, man. Oh, what day is it? It's fucking Tuesday, I believe. And it's starting to get dark where I'm at. Probably get a half an hour before the sun sets. Gotta go help Mom to bed and get her tucked in, so to speak, you know. She tucked me in when I was a boy. I gotta tuck her in when she's an older woman. I have my limits, so had those conversations, and it's like, I can't do this. Can't do it. And so she's coming along. It's difficult. It truly is difficult. Oh, let's see. Oh, are we in the full-blown riots of summer? Doesn't seem as bad. Doesn't seem as, like, George Floyd-y shit with the whores, hoes be mad with the Roe versus Wade shit. I'm just sitting here laughing. It's gonna swing. My favorite thing is I saw a post from somebody. It's like, women are going on a sex strike. What's next? They're going to be cooking meals in the kitchen and wearing dresses? Yeah. You know that shit's coming. These fucking whores are going to be chameleons. Weed them out. Don't buy that shit. Us men in MGTOW, we were in the perfect time to see these fucking whores. We're going on a sex strike. Well, okay. Well, nobody wants to have sex with a fat fucking pig like you anyways. All these fucking bitches that are screaming about it. you wouldn't want to stick your dick in anyways. Unless you're a low moral motherfucker. Oops. Forgive me, I got the hiccups and the burps. Yeah, I've had a few libations, whatever. Interesting. Well, I don't know. Not much more to add. I'm going to do my best to compile this and put it up tomorrow. Meh, whatever. Gentlemen, enjoy. Fuck, you know, here's the deal, dudes. I gotta fucking work. I take care of my mom. I take care of myself. I gotta split my time between lots of things, lots of bullshit with work and all this stuff. And I'm basically done. I've said this before. Like today, got an email last night. Help, help, help. I'm like, well, fuck yourself. I ain't helping you. I ain't logging on and dealing with some bullshit with the systems that you got because you're too fucking dumb to deal with it. You send me something. Here's the answer to our problem. It ain't the fucking answer to your problem. Yeah, it is. And then I had an argument with the motherfucker today. I'm like, I read through it. That ain't going to fix your problem. Yeah, that's the fix of the problem. So I'm like, all right, well, here. I implemented the fix of the problem. Does it work? No. How about we implement the fix that I have? Well, now we can do it. Now it's working. Yeah, because you're a dumb fuck. And you don't read. You don't know how to comprehend. You're just a fucking retard. This is why I will potentially be employed for a very long time. And, you know, I love the fact. I was just reminiscing about how, 2 months ago? Whatever it was. You will take the jab or you will be fired. And I'm like, I wrote it right up until the end. And yes, your buddy, he did go out and he talked to his higher power person that supposedly has more fucking deal than I got. When I say, no, I ain't fucking doing that, but apparently you need a religious leader to say, no, he has convictions. Go fuck yourself.